Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Live a Well-Designed Life. I'm your host, Kiran Singh. Today I want to talk about working on the mindset. The thing about working on yourself, about nourishing your mind and nurturing your self-development, is that you never really know who, what, when and how something will have an impact. Or when the culmination of your work and your efforts will seemingly all come together instantly. That's why it's just so important to show up for yourself each and every day and to feed and nourish your mind just as you would your body. When I think back over the years, I'm working on my own self-development. There have been countless times when doing this work was plainly overwhelming. Times where the confrontation with myself was just too much. Times where the work was nothing short of exhausting, and times when the distance between where I was and where I wanted to be simply seemed impossible. But when I reflect on the years, I didn't invest in the health and growth for mind and myself. The results I created for myself in those years were honestly so much more overwhelming, confrontational and exhausting than the effort required to care for my mind and tend to my personal growth. As Jim Rohn said, you either pay the price of discipline or you pay the price of regret. He was right. I don't truly regret the years I neglected my mind and as a result pretty much neglected everything else in my life. On the other side of those years stands a woman who now realizes her own strengths, her resilience, her capabilities and most importantly, her own worth. This work can be hard. Changing and improving oneself can be some of the most difficult work you'll ever do. But having seen both sides of the coin, doing this work can also be the most rewarding work you'll ever do. I'm not a coach who will tell you the road ahead on your journey will be walking the park. That's not realistic. We are humans, and we are all having a human experience. I'm a coach that will help you and tell you if you decide to show up for this work, commit to it honestly and openly, and do it with so much love, grace and patience for yourself, you'll have those magical moments where everything suddenly comes together in a truly extraordinary way. Personal growth, working on yourself should be a part of your daily life. And I used to think that, oh my God, I have to do courses every day. I have to, you know, spend so much money on this and that. Personal growth and working mindset can be very easy, can be very simple. It can be as simple as listening to a podcast episode. It can be easy as journaling. It can be something simple as reading a book or a magazine or watch a YouTube video. There's so many simple ways where you can work on your own personal growth. With the resources we have these days, we literally got the world on our fingertips. And honestly, there's no reason why we can't set off time every day to work on ourselves. The thing is, nothing changes unless you change. So if you want to change in life, you know, you have to take action. You have to be the one to take that step. At the end of the day, you know, if you don't like where you live, for example, just move. You're not a tree. You haven't set your roots there. You know, at the end of the day, it comes down to the thing of your life is based on what your thoughts are about yourself, the way you think of yourself. You know, it all starts with you. And funny enough, I always used to think that my life is all about my external things. You know, my home, my work. I don't have a car, so I can't say a car. My clothes, my makeup, all the external things. I used to think that all that summed up to be the way my life was meant to be. But when I started my coaching practice back in 2014 or 15, that's when I realized that at the end of the day I can lose everything externally, but as long as I have myself, I can build it all up again. And that's the most important thing I want to remember, that you are in charge of your life. You can build up whatever life you want whenever you want. You know, as human beings, I have noticed so many times over and over again with my family and friends and clients, we tend to overcomplicate life. I don't know why. I used to be the same, don't get me wrong. you know, everything used to be like so overwhelming, and it was always about, okay, what's next, what next? You know, I will achieve something, and then, okay, I got that one, ticked off my bucket list or whatever one you want to call it. And okay, what's next? What's the next thing I can strive for? And that's what I spent the last 12, 13 years of my life. You know, keep achieving, hustling, taking off that list. But then I also realized I had never felt more disconnected in my entire life. It was just like, okay, I got everything I should have or I thought I should have, yet I'm not happy, yet I'm not content, yet I'm still going after more, yet I'm not living the moment. What's wrong with me? So when I started, you know, obviously this is one thing that really works for me. So whenever I feel disconnected, I'll start decluttering, simplifying my overall life. So when I started doing that work back in 2019, as in decluttering and simplifying, that's when I realized, so the way I had lived my life were based on my limiting beliefs and, you know, negative mindset. And it wasn't even my beliefs. These were the beliefs I was brought up with, or the society had, you know, contributed to my mindset, basically, that I was never going to be enough. You know, what I did was not enough. You know, I didn't have enough. So when I started simplifying and when I started self-coaching, and I did my coaching qualification, and I started working my mindset every single day, that's how I realized that, you know what, I don't need that big house I always dreamt of. I don't need to have a car. I don't need to have 10 different lipsticks or designer makeup, designer skincare. You know, I don't need to have all the things I thought I needed. I want freedom. And freedom comes with less. The less you have, the more time you have to create that freedom, the more time you have to live. So ever since 2019, up until now, and it's like an ongoing journey for the rest of my life, the more I simplify my overall life, the more time I have to live, to spend time on things that matter to me and to others, my loved ones. I can spend more time with them, looking after them, you know, care for them, and so on. And that's what life is all about. It's about yourself and your connection with people, how you show up for yourself. Because when you do all these things for yourself, you inspire people to do the same. I never used to think that way. I thought, you know what, like even on social media, I see all these perfect people and perfect lives. And till date, even though, you know, I have my, you know, I would say, anyone would say who knows me, oh, you're so confident, you know, you have everything you want in yourself and you are in a good place. I would love to become you, but yet there are days I look at social media, I'm like, oh, okay, why don't I have that? And I'm like, that life isn't your life. Your life is different. And if that's something you genuinely want, you know, you can work your way to figure it out and make it happen. But I'm in a phase of life right now where I'm focusing on simplifying my life, slowing down, trying to figure out the lifestyle I would like to live, you know, the closer I get to retirement. I know there's still about 20 years before I retire. But still, I'm trying to create a lifestyle I want to live for myself. And that is a simple life with home-cooked food, you know, even homegrown if I could. I don't have a garden yet, so that's not on the list right now. But I have a simple home. I live in a very small, cute loft apartment. Don't have all that myself. I don't even have my own bedroom. We have one bedroom apartment with my daughter sleeping in the bedroom, and then I sleep in the living room. But at the end of the day, it's the way I designed my home to reflect the way I want to live, the way I want to show up for myself, the way I want people to feel when they come to our home. Like, I had my parents come visit me last weekend, and, you know, bless them, they were so relaxed. And because, you know, it was simple, everything was so easy, accessible, they enjoyed it. They enjoyed just sitting there, not having to worry about, oh, dishes needs to be done, or laundry, or this and that. But they felt relaxed, they felt comfortable. They were like, you know what, thank you for this, you know, thank you for pampering us. And I was like, I didn't even do anything extra. I just made food, like I always do. You know, I made them tea, I gave them blankets, you know, hot water bottles if they needed, went for walks. Like life should be. You should live your life every single day to the fullest. And, you know, that doesn't have to be huge things, unless that's what you want. It can be a simple thing as sitting and having a cup of tea together, watching the sunrise. It can be as simple as going for a walk. It can be as simple as cooking together, have a conversation, or watch Dubai Bling, which we did in the evenings. But like, I think when it comes to mindset, you need to be very specific about what you want in life, and then you make it happen. But you can only kind of, you know, make it happen once you have the clarity of what you want. And then it comes down to focusing on yourself. What do you want of your life? What do you want your day-to-day life look like? What do you want to achieve by end of this year? What do you want? Not what other people say you should do because they think you're are damn good at that and stuff like that. What do you want out of your life? You know. So I would end this conversation here with, take out time daily to work on your personal growth. There are simple ways to do so, like I mentioned earlier. However, you know, there is, I can actually share my app on kirinsinguk.com/app. It's a free app on Android. And every morning, 9 o'clock British time, you'll get an inspirational motivation notification on your phone, as a little blog post on your phone, to help you get inspired, to help you think outside the box, to help you take action to make that day the most beautiful day so far. Okay, anyway, I'm gonna go now. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll catch up with you next time. Take care, and bye for now.